last time we learned in Elokei Neshama that we say V'atomei Shamra B'kirbi, that Hashem watches my neshama inside of me that it shouldn't leave. That's the way that Avudraham explains. And we explained this on two levels. The first is that we said that Al Piteva, the Medrash says, that the ruach of a person should really leave the guf because a person has nekavim and nekavim, and yet Hashem is meshamra, Hashem keeps it inside. That even though nature says, but Hashem is lamayla mederech hateva, and lamayla mederech hateva, Hashem is meshamra bekirbi. And then we explained from the Yaivitz, the way the Yaivitz explains on a deeper level, that is that the neshama wants to leave the body because the neshama doesn't belong here. The neshama is from Shemayim. This is not his place. And the neshama really wants to leave. Any moment, it really wants to leave the body. It wants to go back home, so to say, and not to be in the physical body. But the Ratzon Hashem is that the neshama should be in the body, and a person should be alive, and that's V'atomei Shamra B'kirbi. We explained that this shows that Hashem rules over the Olam HaTeva, that's Ribon Kalamasim, and Hashem is also rules over the neshamas. That even though a neshama wants to leave, Hashem is Adon Kal HaNeshamas. Before we continue on into the next words of Elokei Neshama, I'd like to just share with the Olam a fascinating thing that I recently saw on V'atomei Shamra, on this idea from the Yaivitz, that the neshama wants to leave, and yet that Hashem keeps it in. And that is like this. We said then that this is another idea in the Mishnah Novice of Bal Karchach Atachai. Bal Karchach, what does it mean, Bal Karchach, we're living? We're living against our will. That means that the neshama doesn't really want to be alive, right? Bal Karchach, Hashem is forcefully, so to say, causing us to live. So listen to what I found. In the Siddur HaGro, the Vilna Gaon, in short words, he just said, in Baruch She'amar, he says, Baruch Chai Lo'ad V'Kaim Lo'Netzach. So on the word Chai, this that Hashem is Chai, he says one word, B'Yisoid. He says the word Yisoid. Very cryptic, very unclear. So the Pirish Imre Shefer from Naftali Hertz, from Akobel, he says a fascinating thing. I want to share it with you. He says an amazing concept. He's coming to explain this Vilna Gaon. What is Chai to do? What does Chai have to do with Yisoid? Listen to this. Da, you should know. Ki Omru Razal Bal Korvach Atachai. A person is Bal Korvach Atachai. Listen to the way he explains it. Fascinating. Pirish. She'ikar hachiyas, the main way that we have chiyas, what is chiyas? Life, movement, vitality, right? How does that come about? Where does that generate from? Unbelievable. Hu al yidei hischabros shnei hafchem, through the connection of two opposites. What are the two opposites? Ruchnias v'gashmias, right? The ruchnias is the neshama, gashmias is the body. Listen to this, unbelievable. There's a constant battle. There's a constant battle between the guf and the neshama. Through that generates goyrim hatnuah v'hachiyas. That's what causes life, movement of a person. What does that mean? Listen to this, unbelievable. Ki ha-nefesh roitza lihiparid me'aguf. The nefesh is always constantly wanting to leave the body. Like we said, the neshama wants to leave. So it's like leaving, right? But right after, a second later, what happens? Bal korchach tzorch loshuv, has to go back. Well, it's chaver magov to connect with the body. Beratzen Hashem. That's the Ratzen Hashem. That battle, the neshama wanting to leave, and then it has to having to go back, leaving, going, that's what generates life, movement. When someone comes and say, what's life? Life is movement, alive. When someone's alive, that's life. You know, it says unbelievable. It says in our Tel Hertz, you know where that comes from? Life. You know where movement, life comes from? It comes from this dichotomy, this discrepancy that there is between the guf and the neshama. This that the neshama wants to leave, and yet it has to come back in. It's back and forth. That's what generates movement. It says in our Tel Hertz, beautiful. Bal korchoch atochai. You know where your chiyus comes from? From the Bal Karchach, from this that our neshamas want not and don't want to be here, that's exactly the source and what generates our life, our vitality, our movement, our chiyas. Then he goes on. Vizehu soid v'hachayis rotzav v'shoyiv. That's the concept of chayis rotzav, back and forth. Then he goes on to say, "V'lochein." That's what the Vilna Gaon means. Nikra hayisoid chai. Chai. This that Hashem is chai. That He causes life. That He through His rotzen that the neshama should come back, constantly be going back in. That's yisoid. We know yisoid is the idea of the chibur of ruchnis and gashmis. So when the Gaon says chai, let's be yisoid. He's, the idea of this that Hashem is chai, that He gives life, that He causes life in the world, is through this that is yisoid. This concept of being mechaber ruchnis and gashmis. An amazing thing. So if you think about it, v'atom Hashem Rebekirbi, this, like the Yavit says, that Hashem is causing our neshamas against our will to stay inside of us, that's the secret to our livelihood. That's the secret to our life, our vitality. That's an amazing thing. V'atom Hashem Rebekirbi, that's our life. I'd like to move on to the next words of Elokeinu in the Elokeinu Neshama. We say, v'atom. We say that first we say the past, Atovirosa, Tayyatot and Fahtabi, then the present, Atom Shamar Bakirbi, and then we go into the future. Vato Osid Litlo Mimani. In the future you're gonna take the Neshama away from me. Ulah Zirabi Losalavi. And then you're gonna return it back to me from time to come. So the question is, what does this have to do with Elokei Neshama? The fact that in the future Hashem is gonna take it back and give it back, take it and give it back Losalavi? Tchias HaMesim? What is Tchias HaMesim? What does this all have to do with this that we're thanking Hashem? What's Elokei Neshama? Elokei Neshama is a bracha that we're thanking Hashem that He gave us our neshama back. Why now are we bringing in the future that Hashem is ultimately going to take it away and give it back to us, Lo Salavi, Tchias HaMesim? How does that connect to Elokei Neshama? That's the question. So I'd like to share with the Elam tonight two mahalchem. And the first is from the Reishis Chochma. It brings from his Rebbe, the Ramak. Listen to what he says, an amazing thing. This is in Shar Ava, Perek Shlishi, Eischof. He says like this, look in the Medrash, he says, the Medrash Rabba in Eicha. The Medrash Rabba in Eicha, Perek Gimel, Eisches. The Pasuk in Eicha says in Perek Gimel, Chadoshim labekorim Rabba emunasecha. That when there's newness, Chadoshim labekorim in the morning, Rabba emunasecha, your amuna, your faithfulness, Hashem, is abundant. What does this mean? So listen to the Medrash, an amazing explanation. Omer Rabbi Alexandri, says Rabbi Alexandri, Al she'ato mechadshenu b'chol boiker v'boiker. This that you create us new every single morning, you give us back our neshamas from new. Through that, chadoshim labakarim, through the newness that happens every single morning, that we get our neshamas back in the morning, through that, Rabbi Munasacha, what does that mean? Onu yoidim, we know through that, this that Hashem every day gives us back on Hashemus, every day from fresh, that is an amuna that we're going to have Tchias HaMesim L'Salavei. That's what helps us have that amuna. It helps us with the amuna of Tchias HaMesim. And the Mefarshim over there say, the Pirish Marzu says, that when a person is asleep, he's like, how does this connect to Tchias HaMesim? Because when a person is sleeping, he's like quasi-dead, right? And he says, "Kimoy shonu mevarkim b'chol boicher ma'aksu neshamos in Elokei Neshama lifgarim mesim." We call ourselves mesim, so we're somewhat. Right? The Gemara in Bracha says that shena, sleep, is a 60th of death. Right? When we're sleeping, we're sort of like dead. Right? And Hashem gives us back neshama, brings us back to life. Right? Hashina b'dimyon hamisa v'hayikitza b'dimyon hatchia. Waking up in the morning is like a mini tchias hamesim, a quasi tchias hamesim. So when Hashem wakes us up in the morning, that's like a mini Tchias HaMesim. That's what helps us with the emuna that La'asalavai is going to be a Tchias HaMesim. And in fact, the Reishis Chachma says, based on this Medrash, that when a person wakes up in the morning, he says, V'kasher yer mishnas, when a person wakes up in the morning, he should think, V'yachshav, shekach osid li'achy yisayisiv Tchias HaMesim. It's supposed, the person's supposed to work on this and use this phenomena that happens to him in the morning, that he wakes up. A person should feel he woke up fresh. That should, a person should work based on this Medrash, she says, to think about the amuna of having the amuna an imam abuna shlema, right? That is going to be a Tchias HaMesim. An amazing thing. Says the Reishis Chachma from his Rebbe. Unbelievable. Uperish Moiri Olav HaSholem. Says my Rebbe, the Ramak. Oh. Says the Reishis Chachma, from his Rebbe the Ramak. Unbelievable. Based on this medrash, Shal zeh tiknu anshei knesa gdoila loymar. Based on this, this is why anshei knesa gdoila were mesakin in the morning to say in Elokei Neshama. Elokei Neshama is that we experience this, that we woke up in the morning, we realize that Hashem gave us our neshamas back. And that helps us have an emuna for la'asid lavit chiyas ha'meisim. So that's why in Elokei Neshama we mentioned about the asid litla mimeni latzir v'la'asid lavit. Because the morning, when we wake up in the morning and we get our neshamas back, that helps us with the emuna of chiyas ha'meisim, says the Ramak. That's why in the bracha of Elokei Neshama we mention this, that Hashem in the future is going to be Mechayim Mesim. Because the waking in the morning, this that Hashem is Machzor Nesham Eslefkar Mesim, is what helps us with the Amunah, Allah Salav Etchis Mesim. So that's why in the Bracha we mention it. Because we mention it to help us with our Amunah of Tchis Mesim. So when we say these words, according to this, it's Kedai to have in mind that I'm being Maimin. This helped me. This that I woke up in the morning fresh, that helps me with the emunah, and I'm maimin that Hashem is going to be mechayim meisim la'asalave. So that's why we mention in the bracha of Elokei Neshama that Hashem is going to be osid lachzir b'la'asalave. Oh, and in fact, there's an interesting thing that I saw in the Siddur Eitz HaTfilos, the Eitz Yosef on the bracha of mechayim meisim and Shemoneh Esrei. And v'nemon atal hachiyes meisim, he brings from the rekech. Kosav rekech, schus hilonu. It's a big schus that we say v'nemon atal that we're maimin and tchias meisim. Schus hilonu. Shadnu me'idim. We testify. U'maminim, and we have that munah b'tchia and tchias meisim. Ach ki le'reinu. Even though we never saw tchias meisim, it's a big schus. The schus of being maimin and testifying that we believe that it's gonna happen one day. That is a big schus for us. So when we say that's this amira of tchias hameisim, and perhaps we could add one small thing, and that is like this: that if Yonis and Ivashitz and Yarez Dvash in his first drush, also on the bracha of mechayim hameisim, he says an interesting thing. He says when a person thinks of tchias hameisim and he's a person and b'nei mon atal hachias meisim, you should think that I'm maimin at tchias hameisim. And you know what he says? Interesting. One line. V'zeh me'oyer lahamin v'briyas yesh me'ayin. Through the emunah of tchias hameisim, that helps a person with the general of emunah that Hashem is b'oyer yesh me'ayin. Is the b'oyer yesh me'ayin. Shumayin tchias hameisim. Tchias hameisim is like a yesh me'ayin. Out of nowhere, Hashem is going to be mechayim meisim. Right? If we believe, the more we think and believe and testify about Tchias HaMeisim, that will help us with the general, with the yesod of Yesh Me'ayin, that Hashem is Bar Yesh Me'ayin. Very interesting idea. It just could be this connects to Elokei Neshama. Yes, we're saying Lachzir B'la'asalavi, through saying that, we have Amun and Tchias HaMeisim, that helps us realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ribon kalamas madain kal neshamos. That Hashem is the b'yre yesh me'ayin, right? That's the yesh me'ayin. It means that Hashem is is the adain kal neshamos, right? Ribon kalamasim. So through having the emuna, which is generated from the fact that Hashem gave us a fresh neshama in the morning, that helps us with the emuna of tchias hameisim. Mm-hmm. Through the emuna of tchias hameisim, that ultimately helps us to that recognition that Hashem is ribon kalamas madain kal neshamos. And one more idea over here, and that is like this, and connected to this Ramak. And that is that we've said, I believe in the first shir on Elokei Neshama, we said that the Gemara says that Elokei Neshama is when a person wakes up in the morning. Gemara says, Ki Misar, when a person wakes up, the Gemara's Lashon is Ki Misar, when a person wakes up, a person says Elokei Neshama. And the fact, the Lashon of the Rambam is, B'shoshi yikatz, b'soif shenasei, at the moment that a person wakes up, right? V'u mevarech, v'u amutasei, he's still in his bed, right? He says, Elokei Neshama. So the Mefarshim say, we said it from the Ma'aser Rekech, that the Rambam is coming from the Gemara that says that you do it right away when you wake up. He says, that's not our minig. We don't do that. The Ma'aser is not our minig, right? We didn't wash the Tilsi Daim. It's a hard thing to understand. But that sounds like from the Gemara, says the Ma'aser Rekech, and that's the Rambam said it over, that right when a person wakes up. So we don't do that, right? We suggested then that in place of that, we say Moed Ani. Moida Ani, we said, is a synopsis of thinking of Elokei Neshama. It's without the Shem Hashem, right? In fact, the Poskim say that La'alacha, we're allowed to say Moida Ani before Netil Sidaim because there's no Shem Hashem. That's an halacha brought down. We say Moida Ani right away. And Moida Ani, we said, is the synopsis, is a Me'ein, is a mini Elokei Neshama without the Shem Hashem, right? And we said, well, Bez Hashem, through the Shurim, we'll go through and show how all the words of Moida Ani are really all taken from Elokei Neshama. And based on this, it's really beautiful. Because what do we say in Moida Ani? We say, Shechzarta b'nishmasi b'chemla, Rabba emunasecha. Rabba emunasecha, where does that come from? This pasuk anecha, chadoshim labukarim, Rabba emunasecha. Right? And in fact, the Anaf Yosef and the Siddur Tzatfilas explains it like that. We say, Moida Ani l'fanecha shechzarta b'nishmasi b'chemla, Shemizeh onurayim. Through that, we realize Sherabu Munasech l'tchias ha-meisim. So, because since Moida Ani is a me'ein of Elokei Neshama, and in Elokei Neshama we come to that recognition through this that Hashem is machzor neshamos b'chol b'iker v'b'iker. We come to the recognition that Hashem is going to be in the future machzor neshamos, that He's going to be mechayim meisim. So that's why in Moida Ani we end off my Moida Ani by saying, Rabbi Munasecha. Through Shechzarta b'nishmasi b'chemla, that helps us with the emuna of Rabbi Munasecha, that Hashem is going to ultimately at the end be Mechayim Meisim. This is one idea in why and how this connects to Elokei Neshama, at the Osad Litla Mimeni Ulatzir B'Lasalavi. I'd like to share with the Eilim one more Mahalach, and that is like this. We've just mentioned that Moida Ani is a Me'ein of Elokei Neshama. So it's very interesting. We say, Moida Ani Lefanecha. In fact, Moida Ani Lefanecha is in Elokei Neshama also, right? So we're going to say, right, in Elokei Neshama, we say, Kol Zman Sheneshama B'Kir, be Moida Ani Lefanecha. It's mamash those words. But then we say, Melech Chai V'Kayim. We call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Chai V'Kayim. What are these three things? So back then, in Shirim of Moida Ani, we explained that they correspond to the Hanhog of Hashem being a Melech, and Chai V'Kayim, we said that Hashem is in the past, present, and the future. That's what we said. In the past, through the night, Hashem was noyeg like a melech, that He was goyzer chayim. Hashem, melech is melech, meimus mechaya. Hashem chose life for me. That's melech. Chai is that He gave me life. In the present, He gave me back life. Chai is that Hashem gives life. And Kayim, Hashem, we said that Kayim means that Hashem doesn't change. Like the Siach Yitzchak says, right? Hu kayam ushmoy kayam, dahainu hanagosai kayam. Like it says, ani Hashem lo shinisi. Kayam means that Hashem doesn't change. That He doesn't change what, if He says something's going to happen, it's going to happen. It doesn't change. Hashem doesn't change. Hashem is kayam b'mamore. It doesn't change what he said is going to be. That's kayam. And since Hashem created the world, that Hashem, l'maisa, gives our neshamas back, so we explained then that Hashem is kayam, that I have amuna for the next day, that Hashem is going to give my neshama back. That's what we said then. I would like to explain, perhaps, that Melech Chai V'Kayim is really, and listen to this, listen like this, Melech Chai V'Kayim is a me'ein of what we say in Elokei Neshama. Before we thank Hashem, we say a whole tzettel, Ata V'Rosa, Ata Yitzarta, Ata Nefachtabi, Ata Meshamer B'Kirbi, Ata Osad Litle Mimene, Olatzir B'Losalavi. And then we go on to the Haidah, Kol Zman Sheneshama B'Kirbi, Ma'idah Nefanecha. Before the Haidah, we talk about the past, the present, and the future. Three stages. The past is Ata V'Rosa, Ata Yitzarta, Ata Nefachta. We explained that's that Hashem is our Boirei, right? The three levels of creation, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, right? Ata V'Rosa, Yitzarta, Nefachta. Hashem is our Boirei. Hashem created us in the past. And then we say in the present, Ata Meshamer B'Kirbi. And in the future, Ata Osad Litle Mimene, Olatzir B'Losalavi. I'd like to suggest that these three ideas, the past and present and future, correspond in order to Melech Chai V'Kayim. When we say Ata V'Rosa, Ata Yitzarta, Ata Nefachtabi, that is expressing this as Malchus, that Hashem is the Boirei Olam. What makes Hashem the Melech? That He's the our Creator, right? Hashem is our Creator. Ata V'Rosa, Ata Yitzarta, Ata Nefachtabi. Hashem is our Creator. That is an expression of this, that Hashem is Melech. You're our Melech. You're a Melech. That's Melech. In short, in Moida Ani, in short, we say Melech. That is a synopsis of this that we say, Ata V'Rosa, teitzata tanafachta. Atomish shamru bekirbi. Atomish shamru bekirbi, we explained, is from the yavetz that Hashem, what makes our neshama stay in our bodies, right? Listen to this. We once said in the past, from the Vilna Gaon, what does chai mean? So the pasuk in Hazinu, Paraklamet Beis, pasuk Mem. Ki esol shemayim yodi v'amarti chai anoichi leilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, chai, I'm chai. What does chai mean? Says the Vilna Gaon in Hadaras Aliyo over there. Chai, shakodish Baruch Hu nikru chai ho'ilamim. Hashem is the life of the world. What does it mean chai ho'ilamim? Shemechaber shtei ho'ilamis. He connects the two worlds, the shemayim and arts. What does that mean? It means, I believe, what we said before from Rav Nimri Shefer, right? From Tali Hertz, that this, right, the way Hashem gives us chayim, the way Hashem gives is chay, meaning that he gives life, that he's the chay olamim, is through this that he's mechaber, the gof of the neshama. So v'atom misham rebekirbi, this that he keeps the neshama in the gof, even though it wants to leave, that's how Hashem is noig as a chay, that he gives chayim to the world, to us. So when we say v'atom misham rebekirbi, we're saying that Hashem is a melech chay, that he is the nahog of chay, that he gives chay, that he's the chay olamim. Oh, and v'ato osad litla mimenu ulaksir b'lasalavai, that is the idea of chayim. And this, I think, is on two levels. This, that Hashem doesn't change. One is that Hashem, the Yainus and Ivishitz, in that piece that we mentioned before, in Atta Gibor, he says, we have a muna in Hashem that he's going to be Mechayim Esim. Why? Ki Dvar Hashem lo Yoshev Reikam. Because the Dvar Hashem is not going to change, right? Hashem said there's going to be Tchias Esim, right? Sheftiach lonu lohokets. Hashem said he's going to give us betach, Hashem was matich, there's going to be Tchias Esim. So this that we have Amunah and Hashem that is going to be Mechayim Esim, even though it hasn't happened for so long, is because Hashem is Kayam. He doesn't change his Anhog. Hashem said there's going to be, he's Kayam B'mamorai. He said there's going to be Tchias Esim, he's going to be Tchias Esim. And there's another element of Kayam and Tchias Esim. Rabbi Yonason over there says also that the truth is that really Tchias Esim is really Hashem's Ratzon of the Bria coming back to what it really was meant to be. He says, "Metchila hayamachshavis Hashem." Initially, the Hashem's plan, really, for the world is, "Lasleis laadam roish lechalabruim," to make a person's the man was really going to be the roish, the head of the leader, the head of all creation. Aval bechet, what happened? Chet adam rishon, nemer mois tamos v'yored mimadrei gasei. What happened through the chet etzadas? Adam rishon's madrega went down. But machshavas Hashem loylam takum. Hashem's plan for the world is going to come back. It's loylam takum. Hashem's plan, because Hashem is kayam. Things don't change. Hashem's plan for the world was that Adam is going to be on the top. It's going to be that way. And that's v'lachem b'tchias ameisim yatzer Adam l'madrigasei v'yeroish l'chol malachim ala. The end of the day is going to come back because Hashem is kayam. His plan doesn't change. Hashem's plan is that Adam is on the top. It's going to be that way. Right now, it's just for some amount of time. It's not like that, but the plan of Hashem is Kayam, and that's the way it's going to be. So this, and when we say that the Osad Litla Mimeni Latzir B'Lasalavei is an expression, it shows how Hashem is Kay, his plan, and his words are Kayam. Hashem is Kayam. So that's these three things is Melech Chai V'Kayam. Ata Yitbrasa Yitzart Anfachta is Melech. Vatamashamr bikirbi is chai, and vat osad litli mimeni alachzir b'lasalavei is kaim. And we'll just end with one last idea, and that is, I think this goes a step further. And listen carefully. I think if you look around, a lot of times when we say Hashem is melech chai v'kayim, it's being said in somewhat of like a contrast to show that Hashem is melech chai v'kayim and we are not, right? An extreme example of this is Benesana Toikif, right? We say, Adam, Yisoydei Me'ofar, V'soyfei La'ofar, V'nafshi Lovi Achmai, Moshul Kecheretz, right? K'chaloi Me'of, V'atahu Melech, Kalchai V'kayom, right? That's the conscious. We're our lives, our chayim is so fragile. We're not kayom, we're not here forever, right? V'atahu, but you Hashem is Melech, Kalchai V'kayom. Melech Chai V'kayom brings out that contrast that there is between HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal and us. And also, it's interesting, another place is when, in fact, Baruch Sh'amar, we mentioned before, we say Hashem is Chai Lo'ad V'Kayim L'Netzach, right? Baruch Chai Lo'ad V'Kayim L'Netzach, Hashem is Chai V'Kayim. The Palotzker Magid over there explains, Anu Moidim, we're being Moid over here, She'ein Chiyoseinu K'Chiyusei, our lives are not like Hashem's life, so to say, Kaviyachal. Hashem's, so to say, existence has no lacking. Like it is by us. Hashem is chai la'ad v'kayim l'netzach. We are not. That's so melechai v'kayim expresses that Hashem is melechai v'kayim, and we are that, you know, so to say, not for the opposite. And I think if you think about it, something struck me very interesting. When we say these things of Vata Burosa Taitzarta and these things that we explained a minute ago, that they express Melechai V'Kayam, they show both. Meaning, they show that we're, let's say, Chai, that we're not what our Chias is, and how Hashem is Chai. By saying one thing, it shows both. Let's say you want to say that Reuven is a Rebbe and Shimon is a Talmud. So you'd say Reuven is a Rebbe, Shimon is a Talmud. Two separate sentences. Or you could say Reuven is Shimon's Rebbe. Then you said everything in one, right? So by saying these things, and we'll show each one at a time, each one shows both extremes, both sides of the coin. Fascinating. Listen to this. Ata v'rosa, ata yitzarta, ata nefachtabi. I'm sorry. Ata v'rosa, ata yitzarta, ata nefachtabi. What is that saying? That Hashem is Boirei, and we're the Nivra, right? Hashem is our Bayre, and we're the Nivra. He's our Bayre, we're his Nivroim. That shows that he's our Melech. He's our Melech, and we're his Nivroim, right? And we explained in the past, that's the Segula of Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, Adam Rishon was born, and that was the time that he recognized with such clarity that he's a Nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem created him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him. And that's why Rosh Hashanah is a time of Malchus. We're Mamlech Hashem, because we realize Hashem is our Bayre, he's our Melech. So Atavirasa Tayitzata Tanafachta shows this contrast that Hashem is our Melech, right? Both sides of the coin. It's unbelievable. And Chai, what do we say? What's our life? Bal Karchach Atachai, Atomisham Rabbi Kirbi. Our lives are, what's our lives? Our lives are an existence of us not wanting to stay inside. Our neshamas don't want to stay, and Hashem forces it back in. And that's what causes our life, our movement, like we said. So this that we say about Thomas Shamru B'Kirbi shows our lives and is Bal Karchach Atachai, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chai, he's the Chai Olamim, he's about Thomas Shamru B'Kirbi. And Kayim, the last one, is very interesting. I saw in, again, Baruch Chai Lo'ad V'Kayim L'Netzach, the Siach Yitzchak in the Siddur Ishi Yisrael, he says like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chai Lo'ad V'Kayim L'Netzach. Masha ein ke nishmas adam, but in contrast, the neshama of a person ein miskayemes beguf lenetzach. He doesn't stay in one place in the body forever. Rak mishtane lematzav mimatzav, mimatzav lematzav. He switches. He's not. He's here. He's there. Hashem takes him out. Hashem puts him back in. Right. So that is where we see that the neshama of a person is not kayam. The neshama is not kayam. You think the neshama is a chelikum kayam? No, it's not kayam. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kayim L'Netzach. The neshama, we're not Kayim. Our neshama is taken out, put back in. So it's an amazing thing. When we want to express that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kayim and we're not, what do we say? V'ata osid litlo mimeni u'lachzir belos alavei. That statement expresses both sides of the coin. That we're mishtana mimatzev lamatzev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us out, put us back in. That shows that we're not Kayim. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kayam, because that's Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim is how we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shmoy Kayam, is Hu Kayam, Shmoy Kayam. So it's an amazing thing. When we wake up in the morning and we feel that we got our neshamas back, and we got our lives back, and we realize that Hashem gave us life, it's a time that we could realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu He gave us the life, and Hashem, as we scream out, Melech Chai V'Kayam. And I'll just end off with one last thing, an amazing thing I saw. In the Siddur Eitz HaTfilas, the the Ein Tefillah brings down that he has in Sidurei HaSvardim, there's an added text by saying like this, called Zman Shanashama Bekirbi, right? Moedan Ilfanecha, Riboin Kolamasim, Adoin Kolamashamas, let me say that, listen to this. He adds, Moishal B'chol HaBriyos, Chai V'Kai Lad, Baruch HaTashem Matz Hashem Sukkar Mason. It's beautiful. Right? Adoin Kolan Hashamah, Ribon Kolan Masim, Adoin Kolan Hashamah, Moshe B'chol HaBriyos. That corresponds perhaps to this that Hashem is at Taburasa, He's Boirei, He's our Boirei, but Taburasa Teitzar Tata Nefachtabi, on all levels. Right? He's our Creator. So then when we thank Hashem, we say, you're Ribon Kolan Masim, you're the Boirei Elam. Right? You're the Boirei Elam, Ribon Kolan Masim, Adoin Kolan Hashamah, Moshe B'chol HaBriyos. And then correspond this, and we'll correspond to Vatomashamur Bikirbi, that we say Chai, right? And correspond this that corresponds to Ata Osilulim Yemen, Alachzibaloslav, we say Chayam Laha. Beautiful. So Baruch, it's these three things is Melech, Chai, Vakai, Meshachach.